mentioned she had one, but we didn't talk about it.
All right, I'd like to call this Government Operations Committee to meeting to order, September 6, 2019. It's 1 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Tillman. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Chair Big Horse.
Present.
We do have a quorum. Next on the agenda is prayer. Weijing, John, would you go to the Lord for us, please?
Dotsu Wakanta. Dotsu Wakanta. Apeka, Ira, Wanaki, Talkonda. Wajaji, Nikashi, Akere, Rapikonda. Wajaji, Nikashi, Wakpa. Unikashi, Zinkaja, Paski, Akita. Akere. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, and I want to ask you to give us the wisdom and knowledge that our old people had as they brought us forward into this time that we're in now. I want to ask you to look after all of our people, our elders and children, our service people, wherever they may be, bring them home safely to their families. I want you to bless our people with health and continuous to have you always given us good things for your little children to Osage. So we're going to ask you to continue that, please. And just take care of all those our needs, Heavenly Father. We ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. I don't see anybody in our audience to introduce, so if you'll take a moment to look over your minutes. Okay, we have a motion for approval. Looking for a second. Second. Okay, we have a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. Okay, moving on to item number five. Without objection, I would like to move ONCA 1963 to next meeting's agenda. Speaker Tillman visited with me about this, and he's not going to be here this afternoon, so he asked me to postpone this. So without objection, that's what I'm doing. Item number six. I don't know if Congresswoman Stabler is here.
I'm here.
Yes, okay. Item number six is ONCA 1978. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. And you have the floor.
Thank you. 1978 is a revision to the Independent Press Act. And you all have copies, or we're looking at it. There are a few additions to the current bill, and if you'll look to page two, page one is the same. Page two, we have a new version for an alternate board member for vacancies for recusal in this section. So they are C, D, and E. If you haven't reviewed them, do y'all want to take a minute?
Yes, please.
C, D, and E.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
C, D, and E are all new.
Yes. Okay. All right. You want to go on from here to the other changes before we discuss the bill at the whole? Go to the next page. This is a revision on G. Previous bill says monthly.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
So the current bill says monthly, this one says quarterly, and this was this in discussion with the current board. They said, listen, we really don't need to meet once a month, but we think that quarterly would suffice.
Yes. And we had quite a bit of discussion here. Their take on it is there are just months that we really don't have anything on an agenda to discuss. I'm not sure. But that there are some months that they meet numerous times. And so it would all come out in the wash. They would meet when necessary, in other words, is basically what it comes down to, and no less than quarterly. I am okay with this. If the rest of the committee is okay with it, it was one of my points that I thought, how come you don't have something to discuss each month? But that was their choice.
So to be clear, you worked with the editorial board on this piece of legislation.
These changes actually came from them, and I went through them with them, and we made adjustments along the way to things. But this was one of the things that they did feel strongly about, that because other months they have to have several meetings to get through the month on this. On some things they don't, so if they just knew they only were required to meet quarterly, they would just be able to keep on rolling.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards?
Do you recall, it seems to me that we had it in the last revision, in the last session at quarterly, and there was a reason that it was changed back to monthly.
No, I don't have that information.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
I don't recall that, but I was just wondering about, is there anything in a law regarding like their stipend and being paid? Because they're all boards are paid what monthly, I think. Is there anything that would
conflict with that?
With what this is going to do? Would be my question to ensure that we don't have a conflict that they're going to be paid for a month that they're not meeting.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So my recollection is it was on the board's bill that we were working on. And the board's bill, we were going to change it so that boards could meet quarterly, and I believe there was an opposition expressed to that, so we left it at monthly. But that is a good question. If they only meeting quarterly and we've based a payment on a monthly meeting, how would that be impacted?
I think, and I see that the editor's here now, so she can correct me, but I believe that their feeling was that, like I said, as professionals, they were meeting, you know, the required number of times in order to get business taken care of, and it shouldn't affect their monthly stipend. So if there's something in the board bill that says you have to physically perform a meeting, I guess I need to know that.
Okay, I'd like to recognize that we do have Ms. Duty here now, and if you'd like to join us at the table, Ms. Duty?
Are these the board's recommendations?
The ones I have were the board recommendations. Now this, I don't know what this is.
I can explain that. So this is just, shows the changes that were made according to the board's request.
Okay.
So everything that is in red without a line through it is new language. If it's red with a line through it, it's the old language that's been stricken. If it's in black, it's something that hasn't changed. So the line numbers on this are not gonna line up with the actual legislation simply because you've got added language in there. But it allows you to see the changes a little more.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Okay, I'm sorry. Red is all new language?
Without the strike through, yes. Red with the strike through is old language that's been stricken.
Okay, we'll take just a moment to scan through this. So, question to the author. Section 4, 12-109 through 12-112 is all new language?
Section 4, you said?
Yes, on the last page.
Oh, on the last page. Yeah. Section 4. Now, wait a minute, no, section four,
it is
all new language.
Yeah, that's all new.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the author, just some additional cleanup that might be available. It's page 2, section 12-106, section B.
Mm-hmm.
The board term, I notice we're still including the words initial. Do we still need that? The initial appointment for the board member appointed by the principal chief shall be 3 years.
Well, I looked at that and it was in the original bill, so I just left it there. Didn't know if those kind of revisions need to come out or not. But I know we've passed that term, but.
It's here, we can remove it if we'd like. That initial term is gone, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no point in continue to carrying that word.
Okay.
Right.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
You're going to offer an amendment? Okay.
Okay, have y'all caught up with C, D, and E?
I'm on page 6.
Okay. Because I want to have a little discussion as we go through. On when you get to section 3, there is a change in status for the editor. I think the original bill said that she was appointed, or the editor was appointed, and so it's now changed to a hire. So the editor is hired by the board.
Congresswoman Goodfox, and then Congressman Potts, and then I'll get to Congressman Edwards.
Okay, so I guess I didn't ever realize that that position was appointed and not hired. And my only question would be, since we have, if they're independent, we have a board hire them versus program or service that has just a director, not a board. Do they follow the same policies and procedures for hiring, termination, disciplinary, all of that? That would be my question.
That's a good question because, you know, we talk about an independent press, but they're just kind of a form of a press that we've kind of just created, right? So if they're going to be an independent press, are they going to be separate like the LLCs, or are they still going to be considered a program with special, with select?
Congresswoman Edwards.
So the discussion I remember from last session was, should the editorial board of the Osage News be a governance board as a opposed to an advisory board? And if they're going to be a governance board, which if the editor answers to the board like the election board does, like the election officials do to the election board, I can't see them being able to only meet once a quarter and then providing that governance function to the news. It seems to me that I believe that I'm correct in stating that the election board meets monthly, don't they? And then the chair of the board is pretty much, I mean, someone signs off on those timesheets and signs and does assessments, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know that an absentee person coming in on a month or a quarterly basis is going to be able to fulfill the function of a governance board. But I need to understand where we're headed here, because I know we like to talk about independence instead in case of editorial content, which I understand. But when you get down to it, this is a tribal newspaper that I think that the employees are subject to HR policies and et cetera. So I see a distinction between editorial content and how the press runs vis-a-vis the HR policies, et cetera, of the nation. Is that, Paula, can you lighten that?
I don't know if I can enlighten you or not, but we had that discussion. You and I had part of that discussion. And so I agree that, to me, if they aren't set as a governance board, and that is a question, are they an advisory board or a governance board? And I forgot to look that up. And if they are a governance board, then they would take more of a business role in running the paper. I'm for that. But if they are just an advisory board, then that's a whole different view. And so,
Ms. Duty?
The editorial board is currently designated as an advisory board.
Thank you.
So, go ahead.
Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, my question, since it's kind of pulling us off topic, so if we wanted to continue down that line, we can, but I don't know that hired is the best term as being by the editorial board. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Duty, the goal of that amendment would be just to create that autonomy between the editorial board and that editor, where we're ensuring that the editor of the paper is not going to be hired by the government. So that's why it was appointed by the board. You're still hired by the nation. That's not going to change. You're still an employee of the nation. You're not an employee of the editorial board.
Right. It's just the editorial board is making the hire of the editor.
So I would be more comfortable. I get appointed, if we're moving that away, selected by the editorial board. That guarantees that the editor will be picked by the editorial board, but you're still hired by the nation. You still fall under those HR policies that we were talking about.
Would it be better to say selected and hired?
I concur with, I'm afraid that if we change that, that you're going to lose your autonomy.
Of the nation employee.
Yes.
So I still want you to be hired by the nation. I guess that's why I said appointed in the first place. I get that you're not really appointed. So I would just say selected, where the editorial board still has that autonomy to function to select that editor. The nation doesn't assume that responsibility, but you still have all the privileges of being an employee of the nation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
How many advisory boards do we have that hire employees for the nation?
Congresswoman Stabler?
The Health Advisory Board does a hire. They hire the CEO.
Did that get changed back and forth a few times, didn't it?
Ms. Duty?
So does the Election Board and the Gaming Commission, if I'm correct.
Gaming Board, the Election Board is a governance board.
Their governance.
Mm-hmm. I thought the idea was to make this a governance board.
I like I said earlier, I would prefer it.
Well, I think Congressman Potts is working on an amendment.
I cannot introduce this amendment. It's over the body feels. I don't feel comfortable with the word hired, because to me that's making that person an employee of that board, not of the nation. I don't think that's what we intend.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Well, the health is an advisory, hires the CEO who's an employee of the nation.
I didn't think that's...
Do they hire them
or select
that
person? I thought the chief hired...
And I believe the chief hires that person, that position too.
I think that's correct.
They do everything up till that point, but they do the interviews.
Legislative Council, take a look at that for us real quick on whether or not...
I think that's correct, but...
I have a quick amendment.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hopefully we can get this one out of the way really quickly. Page 2, lines 66, 68, and 69, strike initial.
Second. No, I'm not.
Okay. We have a motion.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah, Congressman Maker.
So right now, how is it done right now? Right before anything is changed.
I'll withdraw.
The history of your position is?
I was hired by the editorial board.
Get a little closer to your mic, please. Yeah.
I was hired by the editorial board.
So you've never been appointed by anyone?
I was never appointed by the principal chief or confirmed by the Congress.
How did they advertise for that position to local?
Yes, they did. They advertised for the editor position, because before that, before there was the news, it was just the communications department, and I was the communications coordinator. And then when the Independent Press Act passed in 2008, the editorial board was formed, and they put out a call for candidates for the position, and they hired me.
Thank you.
Got Congresswoman Stabler and then Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm fine.
Okay.
So this was
Edwards.
The law in place when you were hired?
Yes.
And the law said that you were appointed by the principal chief and confirmed by the Congress?
The law never said I was appointed by the principal chief.
What does it say? So what are we talking about then?
Congresswoman Good Fox, and then we'll have legal counsel.
No, she's not saying that. She's the way I'm understanding it is that even though the existing law that was in place when the Independent Press Act passed was that it said appointed, but she was never appointed. She applied for a position. So I'm understanding this, that the board never appointed anyone, even though the law said they could. They put out an advertisement for a position to be filled. She interviewed for it, and she was hired. So in a sense, this change is only doing what they did in 2008, which was hired and not appointed.
legal counsel, and then Ms. Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the Health Authority Board, it says that they make all personnel decisions regarding administrative staff and personnel providing medical care to patients.
Okay.
I would assume that includes hiring the people.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I'm having a little bit of trouble here. The law said this, we didn't follow the law, so let's change the law to do what we did. I mean, to me, the advisory board, and I don't know what's going on over there in health, but I recall that there was a change in the law made a year ago. And I recall that the advisory board, that the health board had governance functions, and then maybe it didn't have governance functions. That's been going back and forth. But to me, an advisory board means just that. They advise. So they wouldn't be an entity that would hire someone for the nation. They're an advisory board. Now, governance board, I see that differently.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I think that in this instance, I wouldn't say the law said one thing and something else was done and now we're going to go back. If something says that they have the ability to appoint, but they choose to hire and do an interview process versus just appointing someone that they want, I don't think that you can do it vice versa. But I do think that they have the ability to, instead of appoint, even though the law gives them that ability, they do have the ability to hire. It's more of a controlled interview process where they're fielding qualified candidates versus just picking someone. So I don't have a problem with that.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I think we need clarification from the HR department as to how this works. Are advisory boards allowed to hire employees of the nation?
Congresswoman Stabler.
I say yes, that's what's happening.
I say we ask the people who know. Because I don't know if that's the policy of the nation or not. I'd be surprised if it is. I'm not sure about the health advisory board. I think that changed because I thought that the health advisory board didn't hire the last CEO / medical person.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
But we were just discussing whether or not they're advisory or governing, and I heard at least one person say they think they should probably be governing, and the sponsor said, I would probably agree with that. So to me, the answer is really not. I don't think that the question of can advisory hire is germane, because we're hearing that, in fact, it does exist, and we do have boards that are advisory that are hiring. I think that the more important thing would be for us to determine, do we think that the editorial board needs to be a governing board versus advisory? And if the majority of this committee feels like it's governing, that's our answer, is amending that.
Ms. Doody, and then Congresswoman Edwards.
When we were discussing these amendments, the editorial board expressed that they wish to remain an advisory board. They don't want to be in the daily operations of the Osage News.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Was the editorial board invited today?
I inquired about whether they wanted to be on the phone.
And they said no?
Yeah.
Actually, Ms. Manthe is available by telephone after 1:30. She's hosting a board retreat at her office.
Okay. So, Ms. Congresswoman Stabler, I'm gonna turn it over to you, because this is your piece of legislation, and
if the committee chooses, I'm willing to table this to the next committee day or whatever you want to do before we move forward. There's still some other sections to look at. There are changes, and we can either go through them.
Let's continue on then.
And we'll hold on this point, or hold the bill until.
That's up to you and the rest of the committee, and
okay.
we'll finish up, and then we'll make a decision.
Okay. So, we were looking at Section 3, which had to do with the hiring.
Yes.
Section 4 is a whole new section. And I have under 12.1.12, I have an amendment. I'll let you go ahead and take some time to read through those sections. Then I have amendment to 12.1.12.
I did. I'm not sure anybody mm-hmm. noticed, but I did.
Ready for that? So,
yes.
Okay, on the shield, that one I wasn't too sure about, and so I did some research on it. Did find that I don't think it had quite the verbiage that we needed in there. Also felt that it included sources, and in my research, I realized that sources cannot be covered by a shield. So we're talking about the staff. So I have a paragraph to read as a substitute. And it's a publisher, editor, reporter, or other person connected with or employed, or any person who has been connected or employed by the Osage News and working within the scope of their work shall not be adjudged in contempt by a judicial, legislative, or administrative body or any other body having the power to issue subpoenas for refusing to disclose the source of any information procured while so connected or employed for publication in a newspaper, magazine, digital, or other periodical publication, or for refusing to disclose any unpublished information obtained or prepared in gathering, receiving, or processing of information for communication to the public. Just a broader definition
Second.
Of what a shield is.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion on 12-112, an amendment, and a second. Congressman Potts.
For a brief recess so copies can be made.
Have a motion for a recess.
Second.
Have a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Okay, we're in recess.
It's after 1:30, so we could. I don't know. Oh, that's true.